You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
And off and running on a Sunday night on the Fan. Welcome in. My name is Gordon Damer. You might have heard me some other places over the years, but I am here tonight and I am super pumped up to talk with you. The number, of course, you know, 888-808-1019. And we have up until 1 a.m. to discuss everything. But I want to jump in. I have been waiting for this chance for a while, and I want to start with you, Knick fans. This is your time. This is the moment you have been waiting for since last offseason, since the season ended in disgusting fashion like it did. The plan was to put together a team to face off against the Boston Celtics. And tomorrow night, the series takes place in Boston with Game 1. And I want to talk to the Knick fans, because if I impress upon you anything over these next 4 hours, you have got to lean in to the negativity. The negativity? Yes! The negativity starts now! I heard enough after the Pistons series. Well, you got to take some time to appreciate this Pistons win. You won a first-round playoff series. Let's not think about the Celtics. All right, you had a couple of days. Now starts the negativity. Now it's on to the Celtics. And let's be honest. Let's be honest with each other. If you've heard me before, if this is your first time hearing me, let's start this relationship on a good note. Let's start with honesty. The Knicks are not winning this series. You know it. I know it. Everyone knows it. The Knicks are not winning this series. So when you are facing a series like this against a team like Boston, you have to lean into the negativity. You've got to own it, because expectations are the thief of joy. You might say, wait a second, I thought comparison was the thief. No! Whoever said that was full of it. No, expectations are the thief of joy. Now you might say, that's not true. Oh, really? Have you heard from Yankee fans in your life? Do you know any Yankee fans in your life? Who has greater expectations than Yankee fans? And how would you say they are doing with that? They are miserable from the moment they wake up to the moment their head hits the pillow. I was listening to Keith's show coming in, driving in. One call, I don't remember his name. His exact quote was, I'm sick of it. I can't take it anymore. It is May 4th. The Yankees have 128 games remaining, and this man can't take it anymore. And, oh yeah, by the way, the Yankees are currently in first place. Expectations are the thief of joy. Want more examples? I got them. I'll be here till one. has lower expectations than Jet fans?
Nothing ever good happens to us when a Jet.
They have convinced themselves that they are excited about going into a season with Justin Fields as their starting quarterback. They are legitimately excited about a guy who's on his third team in 5 years. The Steelers saw him for four games and said that he's not the, but we don't have any other, that he's not the answer. They right now have Mason Rudolph as their quarterback for the second time. And the Steelers were more than willing to get rid of Justin Fields. He's a free agent. All right, see you later. And they were like, what were they? 4-2 when he got pulled? Expectations. You have to lose them. You have to free yourself from them. Because at the end of the day, we all know the Knicks are not beating the Celtics. Deep down, Knicks fans, you know you're not winning the series. You know it. 888-808-1019. And very soon, you're going to be in the same position as you were at this time last year. First round playoff series win, second round out. And last offseason, you went to work. How do we beat the Celtics? How do we close this gap with the Celtics? How do we get closer to Boston? At last check, New York was in South Carolina. They've not narrowed the gap. They've moved further. They're heading in the wrong direction. They got to get on the other train. So lose the expectations. Because then you can be free. When you're numb, nothing can hurt you. Now, I realize this is probably going to fall on deaf ears. I don't expect to convince a majority of you. I don't expect to convince all of you for sure. But the truth is, even before this series against the Celtics starts, we know this has been a wasted season. This season was about moving closer to the premier teams. The Celtics, for a good example. And if not getting to be one of those elite teams, at least moving in the direction of closing that gap. So when you squint your eyes, yeah, you know what? Maybe. But unfortunately, this series is going to make it more obvious. So lose the expectations. Become numb to the pain. And then you can truly live. Losing in the playoffs is painful. John Madden once said this. Because it's not just about the loss. It's the realization of all the work you got to put in just to get back to the same point next year. It's even more painful when you're like the Knicks, when you've taken a step back this year. The moves that you made did not close the gap. They've only made them wider. And it's going to start to be on display here starting tomorrow night. And when that happens, as a sports fan, as a Knicks fan, whatever team you are, when you are faced with that reality, you just get ticked off and you have to stew in it. So I would simply say, when you run into people who are going to tell you the Knicks are not going to win the series, because everybody's going to tell you the Knicks are not going to win the series, you know the Knicks are not going to win this series. When they go low, go lower. If they say the Knicks are going to lose in five, say the Knicks are going to get swept. If they say the Knicks are going to get swept, say, we're going to lose somehow in three games. We're going to forfeit the last game. However low they go lower. It's the only way to have any enjoyment out of this series. 888-808-1019 is the phone number. Now, again, I am new to this. So we've already gotten through. I figured out where to put my headphones. That's worked. The microphone, I have had an instruction on how to. We got that working. We're going to try to take some calls. 888-808-1019. All right, let's start things off. We'll go out to, I think this is how we do it. Len in Staten Island. I'm hitting Len. And I'm not hitting Len. Len in Staten Island. There we go. Len, how are we doing, pal?
Gordon, so glad to hear you. I was the caller on your old show. Maybe you probably don't remember. Who said, Jordan, I feel bad. You have a young family. And I loved your old show, and I'm so glad that you're
back.
Forget
about the old show, Len. It's all about the new.
But, Gordon, I want to tell you one thing. I tried to find you. Like, I was wondering, maybe you went to a different market. I was going to call in and say, where's Gordon?
Right. A lot of people have been asking me that lately.
So, welcome back.
Thank you.
I hope this new audience, you were good at solo, so I hope this new audience learns to enjoy you. So
I appreciate that.
I know you don't want to hear all that, but you know, I'm so glad you're back. But so listen, I'm an old guy. I saw the 69 Knicks, you know. I don't expect to win, but it'll make it sweet if we steal it. It'll make it sweet if we steal it. So, you know,
yeah.
You never know. Maybe Tatum pulls a muscle or something. You know, it doesn't matter.
No, can get the win certainly would be nice. And Len, thanks for the very kind words. I appreciate that. But when you're going into a series, right, this guy's been a fan. He saw the 69 champion. He's seen championship Knick teams, something most of us, I'm old and I didn't get to see those, but not old enough apparently. But when you're going into a series and your first thought is, well, maybe Tatum can get hurt. I don't know. That doesn't seem like a great game plan to me. To me. I'm not going to give you the nuts and bolts. I'm not going to, you know, break down the defense. I'm just looking at the two teams, and one is a championship-level team that's going to shoot 53s a game, and then you have the Knicks on the other side, who even now, even this deep into the year, it still feels like a grind. So that's a little difficult to, when the first thought out of your head is, you know what, maybe the bus gets lost. Maybe they don't know where Madison Square Garden is for Game 3 and they get stuck in traffic and have to forfeit. Doesn't seem like a strong game plan. So I would just simply say, lean into the negativity. Because then anything you get out of this series, if it ends up being a sweep, which I don't think it's going to be, it's the NBA playoffs. They want these games to, they don't want these series over too quick. You know what I'm saying? So it'll probably be 5-6 games. That's where the rubber meets the road. They're not going to get swept. There's not going to be a Game 7.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So figure out how you can lower your expectations. In the words of the great Larry David, curb your enthusiasm. That's what Knick fans need to do. All right, let's go to Mario is in Long Beach. We're going to try Mario here. There we go. We figured it out. Two calls in. All right, Mario. You can't celebrate with me in the studio, but I'm very proud of myself right now. Go ahead, Larry.
Gordon, were you on 98.7 for a while?
Say that again, Mario?
Were you on 98.7 for a while?
Let's not talk about anything old. It's only looking forward, Mary. I don't want to talk. I was, but I don't want to get into that nonsense.
Okay, that's okay.
This is new beginnings.
You're new to the channel. You're going to be on the channel from now on?
Well, we'll see how tonight goes. I've got the call screen down at least,
okay,
Mario.
Good.
If I can figure out the other parts of it, maybe.
I take it you're a Knicks. Are you a Knicks fan or not?
I am a Knicks fan. Yeah, of course.
Okay, let me tell you my take on this. Do I think they're going to win? No. Do I think they can win? Absolutely. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Let's talk about you know what happened in this first game already today?
In terms of the Knicks haven't played yet.
The first game in the NBA today that just happened. It's over.
Oh, the Cavs?
Cleveland.
Cavs. I was not watching it, no.
Cavs won, right?
The Cavs won or the
Cavs
Pacers won? Indiana won.
I'm sorry, the Pacers won, right?
Right. Did you watch the game? Underdog. I should be asking you. Did you watch it? I didn't watch the game.
Yeah, no. I knew what happened. I said the wrong team. Right. Pacers won, right? Pacers were underdogs by 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
Same amount that Boston is underdog to the Knicks.
Right.
Secondly, I think 100%. If it can get to, and this is a big if, it might not happen. If it can get to 5 minutes of the game and the game is close, the Knicks will win every game because Brunson by far is the best closer on both teams. All it's right. not even close.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell by he won the award for
clutch
the,
player. Yes,
clutch player of the
we
year.
We all found out together. There's a clutch player award in the NBA when they've been running that thing for 3 or 4 years now. Nobody had ever heard of it until they gave it to Brunson.
Do you know what the criteria is, Gordon? Real quick,
I don't.
Oh, the criteria is the most points scored in the last 5 minutes of the game, including right. field goal percentage.
Okay.
When the score is not more than 5 points, either team leading. So well, that's really
look,
clutch,
nobody's going to
really
argue that Brunson is very, very clutch. And Mario, thanks for the phone call. He is very clutch. But at the end of the day, the NBA is a talent league. The NFL is a coaching league. Baseball, it's all about the GMs. But the NBA... You're getting by with talent. The Celtics are a more talented team. It's no insult to the Knicks to say they're not as good as the Celtics. The Knicks, what they have built, they have turned around an organization over the last 5 years that was a perennial laughingstock. And most people didn't think it was ever going to happen with Jim Dolan as the owner. But he finally found someone to bring in, and when he hired Leon Rose... It was not all wine and roses, that's for sure. And when Tom Thibodeau was hired, a lot of people, myself included, thought it was the wrong hire at the time. But the Knicks, there is no metric or measure that the Knicks have showed you this year that they are on the level of the Boston Celtics. And if anything, it seems like from years past to this year, especially when you consider the amount of moves made, the amount of resources invested, this does not seem to be an organization or a team that has moved the needle in the right direction. And if anything, it kind of feels like there's been a bit of a backslide. So, look, I don't think the Knicks are going to go out and lose every game by 30 points. That's not what I'm saying. But there's no real reason to believe. And sports are wild. That's why we watch them. It's the ultimate reality show, as people say. You never know what's going to happen. A lot of times you do know what's going to happen. Right? For every one team that says nobody believed in us, a lot of times the teams that win, everybody kind of thought they were going to win. And I'll tell you right now, the Knicks are not going to win this series. So I get it. You're not going to listen to me. You're a Knicks fan. You're impervious to reason and debate. If you looked at things rationally over the years, you probably would have stopped being a Knicks fan. I know I would have. But these are the facts. The Knicks are not winning this series against the Celtics. They just simply are not. Let's squeeze in one more here. Let's go to, Jack is in Queens. Jack, next up on The Fan.
Hello?
Hey, Jack. What's going on, pal?
Yeah, I don't like your... I thank you for calling, answering my call. I just think that the negativity yes. around all this... Oh, Knicks are going to lose, Knicks are going to lose. Give them a chance. Let them go.
Well, look, they are going to play the games, despite what I say. I don't think they should even bother, but, I can only do so much. I've worked out the call screen. I cannot get NBA playoff games canceled.
Mm-hmm. But I still think they could take, even if they lose in five games, I think they'll still do it.
Even if they lose in five games, they'll still do what?
It's good. It was a good run. The whole season was a good run.
Good run.
And,
okay, well,
you know.
That Jack, you actually you don't realize it. Thanks for the phone call. You don't realize you have the right approach. You have no expectations. You're fine with just a first round playoff series win every single year, and you're good with that. I would like, and I think most fans of any team want to see progress with their organization. So if you made a certain level 1 year, you want to get to the next level the following year. And if we had done this show a year ago, at this roughly around this time, I don't know remember when the next season came to an end. But if I told you, hey, the Knicks are going to give up 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges, and they're going to make this big trade for Karl-Anthony Towns, and they're going to add all these things, and they're finally going to, you know, really push in and make these big moves, right? For years, we're saying, what's the big move going to be? Is it going to be this guy? Is it going to be? Well, we finally found out what the big moves were, and it was essentially Bridges and Towns, and you didn't get any closer to the next goal. Going up the mountain, and instead, it seems like you're kind of backsliding down the mountain. But maybe you have the right approach. Maybe secretly you don't even realize you have the right approach, where you have no expectations. Anything they give you is fine. 888-808-1210. 1019 is the phone number. I'm Gordon Damer here on The Fan. Coming up, we'll get more of your phone calls in. I want to talk to the Knick fans. I want to try to convince it. Look, this is something, if I can convince one person, I will feel like my mission has been accomplished over the course of the night. That's simply all I'm trying to do. Convince one, or at least start there. We do have 4 hours. I'd like to think I could convince more than one. But coming up, we don't need to even watch this series to really know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, who is going to get the blame. However this series ends, if it ends in 7, if it ends in 4, if it ends in 2, Tom Thibodeau is going to be the person that Knick fans blame. So coming up, I got some bad news for the Knick fans, but I do have a bargain for you. If you're one of those Tib fan haters where you just have to get this guy out at any cost, I got a bargain for you. So we'll see which side you come down on there. 888-808-1019 is the phone number. I'm Gordon Damer on The Fan up until 1 o'clock.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.